Appreciate the good singing, good songs. Appreciate everyone that's here tonight and come to worship the Lord. And we've had a good day today. Every day in the Lord is a good day. And first Sunday of the year. And tell you what, we're starting it off right in the house of the Lord. If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be in the book of Joshua, chapter number 5. Book of Joshua, chapter number 5. I'm just going to read one verse here this evening, and I'll be talking about maybe the rest of this chapter, but I'm going to just be reading one verse. And it said, "And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan." What's the last two words? "That year." That year. As preachers, when we're studying, and I know I do this, and I know probably a lot of different ministers do this, we use what we call contrast and comparisons, or similarities and differences. We'll take two things from the Word of God and show how they compare to each other, or we'll show how that they differ in Scripture one from the other. And that's really what we're looking at here tonight, is he's talking about, "But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." That leads me to believe that this year, that year that he's talking about, is different than the other years that they're comparing it to. Would y'all agree with that? There's something that stood out about that year that was different than all the other years before. Now, when we get to looking at chapters 3, 4, and 5, they have come out of Egypt, they went into the wilderness, and now they are getting ready to go into Canaan land. And Canaan land, there is a difference. Would you agree with me? There is a difference of coming out than there are of going in. If we're coming out, then we're going in. There's a difference there. They was coming out and they was going in. Now, Egypt has always been a picture of sin. It is a picture of bondage all throughout the Bible. God has brought them out of a land of sin, out of a land of bondage, but that is not the end of it. They have wandered around in the wilderness now for 40 years, but God is not through with them yet. There is a land of promise. You know, I look at this promised land. It is not only a land of promise that they're getting ready to step into. This year is going to be different than all the other years. They're getting ready to step into a land of promise. But in this promised land, it is a land of prophecy. God has prophesied that you're going to be at a place where I want you to be. There's going to be a land of milk and honey. There's going to be a land of prosperity. There's a land of the living that you can go to, that you can live in, that you can, where I am, there you shall be also. I mean, he has given us promises, church. There is a land beyond this veil of tears that we can look forward to. But it was also a land of purpose. If you're living in the land of Canaan, if you're God's child, you're not here by accident. He has a purpose for you. There is a purpose in the land of Canaan. Oh, he had a purpose for them in the wilderness, but they fulfilled that purpose. This is a new year. In that year, they had to step in to the promised land. That was a land that had purpose. You know, one of the most frustrating things that a preacher faces is the parishioners go to a church like this. They listen to singing like what we have, good music like what we have. They hear Sunday school lesson after Sunday school lesson like what we have, preaching like what we have. And I'm not saying anything spectacular, but I try to keep it in the book. They go to the doctor and they get a doctor's report and they tell them 15 different things that it could be. And the last thing they say, well, there's a very slim possibility it might be cancer. They go home and they shut the door and they shut themselves up and they get down and depressed in the dumps. The doctor said, I've got cancer, and they're going to sit there and die. It's a chance. A small chance. And even if you do have it, we know the healer. We are living in the wilderness, afraid to step in to the land of Canaan. In that year, looking back at the contrast and comparisons, when the children of Israel, God freed them out of the land of Egypt. You know the story. They come to the Red Sea crossing. What did they have to do? Stand still. Absolutely nothing. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They had nothing to do with the Red Sea parting. They had nothing to do with them walking across on dry ground. The children of Israel had nothing to do with God feeding them manna out of heaven, giving them water out of the rock to drink, supplying their every need. Maybe not their every want, but their every need. For 40 years, He led them through the wilderness. When you get saved, there's absolutely nothing that you have to do. You cannot forgive yourself of your sins. You cannot write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is absolutely nothing that you can do. Sure, you have to come. They had to walk across on dry ground. There was something that they had to do, but there's nothing that you have to do that is out of the ordinary. You can't do it on your own. But when it comes time for them to cross over Jordan, things change. God said, I'm no longer going to give you manna. The manna dried up. You're going to have to do some things on your own now. You can't just coast along. This year to be that year for this church. I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm saying that we can step into the promised land that God has to offer. But when we step into the promised land, there is some things that we're going to have to do ourselves. We've got to step out by faith. You know, all throughout the Bible, there's phrases like this. If you do this, God says, I'll do that. Conditional. You want to step into the promised land, into the promises of God, it's going to require some effort on your part. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves. All throughout the passages, I'm in the book. I'm telling you right. There are some requirements that we have to do. What do we got to do? The first thing we got to do is obey the commandments of God. Sometimes that's kind of hard. We want to pick and choose what scriptures we like and which ones we don't like. For 40 years, They had been wandering the wilderness. They had a generation that had died. A new generation had risen up. Strong young men. Good warriors. But there was a covenant that they had neglected to follow. They had to be circumcised. I'm not talking about physically here tonight. I'm talking about the flesh. We want to step into the promised land. The flesh has got to suffer. You know, it always amazes me when people go on vacation, they don't let a headache stop them from going to a ball game. Boy, where'd that go now? They don't let a little sniffle keep them out of church. I'm talking about stepping into the process. You'll do whatever is important to you. If you make church a priority, guess what? Church will be a priority. You'll do what you want to do and you'll go where you want to go. But I have made up my mind that I'm going to church. I'm not going to forsake the assembling of myself together with like-minded people and like believers to worship God. I think there's a promised land that we can step into. They had to obey the commandments of God. They had to go back to the Abrahamic covenant. They had to go back to that and they say, we've got to get some rocks sharpened here. We got some circumcision we got to take care of. We got to get some things in order before we're ready to go march around Jericho. The promised land was just in sight. But they failed to. You know, they hadn't followed the commandments of God. I see also that they did not want to go into the promised land, the land of Canaan, without celebrating Passover. I don't want to go into a new year without feeling His presence. That's an Old Testament version of the blood and of the bread. I'm not scolding anybody here tonight, but I'll tell you what, if you missed Wednesday night service, you missed a special service. God moved in a mighty way. And I know you know what I'm talking about. I just preached this morning that God don't move. God can't move. But God, the presence of the Lord was here. There was deliverance that took place. There was people that got help and people that received something from the Lord. I want to start this year different than I've started any other year. I want to start it with the feeling the presence of God, drinking His blood and eating His bread. What do you mean? I'm talking about coming in communion with Him. You want this year to be that year. There's some things that we've got to do, church. Joshua, I want you to look back here, verse number 8. And it said, and it came to pass that when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp. Look at the last part of this, till they were whole. They're referring to a physical wholeness. They wasn't prepared to cross Jordan and go into Canaan until they was whole. Do you remember the story of the two sons of Jacob? A terrible thing that they did. They went and convinced the men of that city that they needed to be circumcised. Do you remember that? And after they were circumcised, they come in and slew them because they was not able to fight and defend themselves. The children of Israel had to get well and had to get whole before they was able to go. Jericho was still in front of them. Do you remember the story of Jericho? They had to march around the city once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they marched around seven times, and the priests began to blow their trumpets, and they began to shout, and the walls come crumbling down. I'll tell you, they would have never been able to march around the city the first day had they not been whole. I'm going to tell you this out of love tonight, but some of y'all have held on to bitterness, to hurt, to anger. Someone has done you wrong. I'm not denying that. I'm not discounting that one bit. You've been hurt, and I know the feelings that you've got, they're real. You've been disappointed. You've been discouraged. But you've got to get well if you want to step into the promised land that God has for you in 2026. We got to have some healing going on before we can step over to the promises that God has. What are you saying? I'm saying stay still till you get it taken care of. Stay still. Oh, they could have stayed on the other side of Jordan. But the man is going to stop. God is only going to carry you so far. And then you're on your own. I'm not saying He's going to leave you or He's going to forsake you. But there's going to come a time whenever the church is not going to be there. It may be you in an ICU room all alone with you, the doctor, and God. Listen to me, you need to be able to step into into Canaan. You need to be able to stand on your own in the promises of God. You need to be able to say, God, I know what your word says. I know what your promises state. I believe in you. I know what you can do. You raise the dead. You heal the blind and the lame and the sick. What you've done for others, you can do for me. This year could be that year. Well, preacher, what do we need to do? It's dependent upon you. You'll come to a place in your spiritual life that the manna will dry up. Do you know where you're standing? I want this year to be that year for this church. Church, we can enter in to the promises of what God has for us. But it's going to take some denying of the flesh. It's going to take obeying His commandments. It's going to take getting rid of some hurt, allowing some forgiveness to come in, some healing to take place, and then we can step across into the land, the promised land, the land of milk and honey. I'm excited to see what God's going to do with this church in 2026. But church, we're going to have to do some things before we can cross Jordan. When you cross the Red Sea, a picture of sin, a picture of bondage, there's nothing required of you. But when the children of Israel wanted to cross over into Jordan, into the promised land, it took some effort on their part. Well, how do I do that? Well, let's start with some Bible reading. This could be that year that I read my Bible from cover to cover. This could be that year that I start out my day and end my day every day with prayer. This could be that year that I trust in the Lord, that I turn it all over to Him. Are y'all following me? You're awful quiet tonight. I am in a Pentecostal church, ain't I? This could be that. I'm not getting on to you. I just think we can do better. As a church, I think we can do better. As a whole, I think we can do better. This could be that year that we look back on and say, 2026, God done a miraculous move at the House of Prayer, Claremore, Oklahoma. But church is going to take some effort on our part. I like what coaches tell their teams. There's no I in team. It's going to take every one of us to do our part. I think we can do it. I'm looking forward to what He has in store for us. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's seek the Lord a while this evening before we go home.